This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here to talk about all things Melbourne arts, basically. What's happening?
Pride, Midsummer Pride March, guys. Look, it was so wonderful coming down Fitzroy Street and seeing people waving their flags and rainbows everywhere. But look, we've got a couple of big announcements this week. Announced earlier today that 9 to 5, the Dolly Parton musical, is opening finally in Melbourne on the 10th of July for a very short season. So very excited for that in the State Theatre, starring Marina Pryor, Eddie Perfect, Casey Donovan, Erin Glare and Carolyn O'Connor. So look,
bloody good cast.
Oh look, it is a brilliant cast. Yeah. Look, they're just about to go into previews in Sydney before opening up, I think it's on the 24th of February, okay. So in Sydney. So it's going to be a fun musical. Look, everyone who loves Dolly Parton.
Oh, that song. You know, I reckon it's probably been played on Joy 10 million times.
Yeah.
why wouldn't we?
We have a life-size cutout of Dolly Parton literally watching us from the next studio now. Yeah.
Right, sitting in the corner.
So look, but with the musicals keep coming here in Melbourne, Cinderella announced their stepsisters this week. So look, Matilda Moran and Bianca Bruce will be joining Tina Bursell, Sylvie Palladino, Todd McKenney
at the
Regent Theatre in May for Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which I don't think has actually ever been produced in this country before. Look, it has a great pedigree overseas. Okay. You know, there's been Whoopi Goldberg, and I think Whitney Houston, I think, may have even did a run somewhere.
So Todd McKenney, who does he play?
He plays the Chancellor, actually, in it. But he's sort of a similar role to what we've seen him for, in Shrek. Okay. He was on his knees for the whole of the performance. But no, I don't think Todd will be on his knees for Cinderella. But look, I think we'll expect something brilliant from Mr. McKenney. Look, opening this week, Fun Home at Melbourne Theatre Company, which has been presented as part of the Midsummer Festival at the Playhouse at Arts Centre Melbourne. So based on Alison Bechdel's best-selling graphic erotic novel. So great cast. Dean Bryant, who only recently was given a Sydney Theatre Award nod for Best Direction of a Musical. So Lucy Maunder and Sylvie Palladino will actually also be in that. So Sylvie Palladino has actually got a lot of work this year. For Wagner fans, Melbourne Opera has Die Valkyrie opening.
We did an interview with them last week.
So look, I'm looking forward to that. They did Die Rheingold, I think, last year, was stunning, and this is ahead of them going to produce the first unsubsidised production of The Ring, hopefully next year.
Yep. They're taking it to regional areas.
Yeah, they're doing a performance in Bendigo late February. Mm. So they're only doing about four performances at Her Majesty's Theatre. You know, the gates of Arendelle finally closed on Frozen before Hamilton arrives in a couple of weeks. So Melbourne Opera opens here on Wednesday night. And a great cast. Susan Shondi is directing. Warwick Fife as Wotan leads the actual cast with that. So look, visual arts, Sydney Nolan. Who loves Sydney Nolan?
It's a Q&A now, is it? Go on.
Hyde Museum of Modern Art out of Bulleen is opening a retrospective
of
Sydney Nolan's work titled Search for Paradise. Lots of classic Nolan, you know, the Ned Kelly series will be on display, but The Bathers, so a lot of his famous works. And Dean Cross has done a complimentary piece that sort of talks to this work, which has already been revealed there, but Sydney Nolan opens on the 19th of February. And I'm getting really, really excited for Queer, which we've waited for a long time at NGV.
Well, you might not know this, but
Sunday Arts magazine, us three and a cast of thousands, we're doing an outside broadcast.
Oh, fabulous.
From Queer.
So, but I'm looking forward to that. You know, some of the works has all been drawn from the NGV's exactly, collection. Yeah. And look.
And some current artists as well that they're bringing in.
Yeah, look. And, you know, we're going to see things like Ponch Hawks, who, you know, is well known for her work photographing the arts here in Melbourne, actually has our pieces in it. You know, we've also got Nan Golden, Hoda Afshar. Which is in a very controversial piece, not from the viewer's perspective, but from the participants, is that it was done in a country where homosexuality is illegal, and if those people had been found out that they were participating in this piece, they would have been executed. David McDermott's works get shown. I'm looking forward to the Lee Bowery works. Love the works by Lee Bowery. And Duncan Grant, which is one of the earliest pieces that the NGV bought with the Felton request back in the 1940s. Mm. So it's going to be a very expansive exhibition. Yep.
And
so,
you'll be hearing lots about it here on Joy.
Oh, look, I think it's credit to the NGV for putting on an exhibition of that scale for so long. So we've been waiting a while now due to COVID for it. But look, lots happening, opening. Moulin Rouge is still playing.
Go and see it, people, if you haven't seen it.
Great. Harry Potter, the two-part version, only got a few weeks left before it takes a month break and then comes back to the new re-envisioned one-act, or two acts, but one-night performance. So look, there's lots actually happening. The Wedding Singer opens today. I hope they get a crowd. And Jagged Little Pill is still on at the Comedy Theatre. So, and a big shout out to all the artists who are going from Melbourne who are about to start their seasons at Adelaide Fringe. Good luck and hope you have successful seasons over in Adelaide.
Rowan, how can we find out more about what's going
on? You can come and visit Australian Arts Review, artsreview.com.au. I'm very excited too that yesterday we published a very great piece on the legacy of Stephen Sondheim by Peter Khoury, so which has been picked up and as of last night have been syndicated through a number of publications overseas. Mm-hmm. All the Sondheim fans are absolutely adoring this piece that Peter has actually written in response to Mr. Sondheim passing away late last year.
Right.
So, but we're updating every day, and I'm just about to go home to actually update some more things that have come online today.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride March.
Thank you so much, Rowan. Rowan Schoen here on Sunday Arts Magazine. But now we've got a couple of messages coming up shortly, but after the messages, what we have, Eve, we've got the year of Jamiroquai, and nothing like a good bandwagon for us to get onto. And this time we're really pushing the bandwagon, but we're going to play after these messages, Don't Give Hate a Chance by Jamiroquai.
Here bless you, Neil.
Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.